T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3, number 1.
All right, the big story here is, now what are the next steps after the hiring of DeMeco Ryans for the Texans? And I think the next big question many people are wondering is, and I know Clint is, what's going to happen at offensive coordinator? We told you about the name yesterday, Troy Walters. The wide receiver coach for the Cincinnati Bengals, they requested to speak with him about their offensive coordinator position, and also added to it Bobby Slowick, passing game coordinator for the 49ers, a name that's come up a lot, Clint, about their open job. First, I got to get to this. You said in the break, you said that list better grow now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's out there, but I feel like this can't be the extent of it. I mean, Bobby Slowick is a guy that, as far as I know, he's been in the game for a while at the NFL level. The majority of his time was spent on the defensive side of the football with the Washington Commanders, as well as with the 49ers. But he flipped to the offensive side of the football a couple of years back. Was it 2019, I think, is what I read. That seems like a very small sample size for a defensive minded head coach to go, here are the reins to my offense, here are the reins to my quarterback situation, and good luck with making it all work. Maybe there's something there where this dude is just unbelievably special, and it's a no-brainer, can't pass situation with a Bobby Slowick. But I would like to see a little bit more experience.
Just hope a bigger list.
I would like to see a little more. Same thing with the head coach search for me, show. I would like to see a little bit more experience involved at some degree. You're talking about a first-time head coach, defensive-minded head coach. You're talking about a guy in Bobby Slowick who's been on the offensive side of the football for, three, four years now.
Troy Walters been in the league for 2 years.
Predominantly his career has been spent at the college level, offensive coordinator at UCF and Nebraska, and I believe Illinois State or something back when he first got into coaching. These are guys that I'm sure are great up-and-coming coaches, but the one thing, again, that sticks out for me is just the experience of what you're going to ask these guys to do. If Bobby Slowick or Troy Walters is the offensive coordinator you want to go to, boy, I got to believe that there are some position coaches out there that are long in the tooth, pelts on the wall, and you're going to surround this guy with a ton of experience. At some point, I think DeMeco and the staff, I think, needs some experience in there.
Well, I think the big point and the whole reason of that is, depending on what they bring in, we don't know who the quarterback is, but just as important, who's going to be working with the quarterback in the offense. To your point of what they could do win-wise, I know earlier you said you think this team could win 8 or 9 games. I think a big point to that is who they hire at this position, because that person designing, running the offense can really lead you even more to how optimistic you think this schedule could be for the Texans.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Look, I just hope to see the list grow.
You're not good with two right now. If they hired one of these two, would that change your feeling about this team could run out and win 8 or 9 games this year?
Well, no, it wouldn't initially. Not before I see anything. Whatever decision DeMeco makes, I'm going to
at least give it a chance.
Well, look, I mean, DeMeco is obviously first and foremost a phenomenal football coach. He knows what it looks like to have a championship organization. He knows what a coach that does things in championship fashion looks like. I'm going to, until he proves me different, I plan on going, okay, if it is Bobby Slowick, I can overlook the fact that he's only been on the offensive side of football for three seasons. And he's been involved with the 49ers, who the one thing you probably have doubt about is that they hadn't got the quarterback situation right, and they can't keep a quarterback healthy, so there's no consistency at the quarterback position, which scares me a little bit. But I'm going to believe in DeMeco and that he's picking the right guy for all the right reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't believe DeMeco's going to go in there and go, well, I want a guy that's familiar with this Shanahan, Kubiak, West Coast, McVay, whatever the hell you want to call it, system. And, Bobby, you're the next in line. Come on. Like, I'm just going to believe that DeMeco is a little deeper than that.
Yeah. So we'll see here. That will be a big point to me to see who's running the offense. Of how I believe this season's going to go. I think that is a big point, because that person, they're basically the head coach of the offense.
It's got to be a dynamic dude, man. You'll get eaten alive if not. I've seen guys get eaten alive in that setting that just were maybe great offensive minds but just weren't ready for that kind of management position. I do wonder this too, Show, and I should know the rules before I ask, but at the end of the day, you have to ask permission – right, to interview a coach, as long as you're going to upgrade him. Yeah. Like you can't go interview Troy Walters to bring him in as your wide receivers coach, correct?
I don't think so. No. Unless for certain circumstances, like Eric Bieniemy who isn't allowed to be a head coach yet. He is getting
request to interview
for the Saint for lateral position. He's being requested to be the offensive coordinator. So I think you can do it, right? I mean, because there's five teams that have tried to do that with him.
Yeah, maybe you have to ask permission.
Did somebody just ask for Pep, too? Did somebody ask permission?
Yeah.
The Jets, I believe. Miami turned it to – who was it?
I think it may have been
– Robert Saleh.
Was it the Jets?
It was the Jets. And they, and he was – he's still technically the OC here. Mm-hmm. And he turned it down. Said he got 2 years left on his deal.
Yeah, I guess I'm just curious what those rules are relative to requesting interviews, and are you giving them a raise? Are you lateral moves? How does that all work out? Maybe it doesn't matter for position coaches, and all these guys will be considered position coaches. They're not current OCs or DCs.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, the big news around the league, as we talked about a bit, Tom Brady, he is retiring, and says he's retiring from football for good. But, Clint, for some reason, you ain't – You're not completely sure.
No.
Like, really? Like, you think there's still a chance that somebody could reach out to him and talk him into playing?
Absolutely. I believe that. Yeah. I just don't watch. And I know KJ Wright said it too. I didn't watch. Like, it was a mess, and it was not good offensively. They didn't fire the offensive coordinator for no reason. I mean, it was. It was clearly a mess what we watched in Tampa Bay, and I'm as disappointed as anybody in what I saw. But I didn't look at that and go, damn, Brady's old. He just can't do it anymore. They were bad, and a lot of folks are bad at any age. I just don't think that age is what's going to get him. Now, if he's completely fatigued to the game and how he has to approach the game year round and be away from family and ultimately suffer in every facet of his personal life in order to be a quarterback, then I get that. But for me, I see you plug Brady into a organization like San Francisco, maybe not Las Vegas, but San Francisco.
I was going to say, which teams are you thinking? Like you'd be like, all right, I mean, the Niners have that offensive line.
It's got to be a team that protects Tom, plays with a great defense and protects Tom Brady with a good run game. And has the pieces in place that they're ready to rock and roll. And so I would say, and I would imagine there has to be some kind of little personal history there relative to like the San Francisco. It's where he grew up watching ball, going to games, or the team he rooted for. Obviously different grounds. But I think there's a highly likely that this dude that's I mean, one of the most competitive dudes we've ever seen in sports. I think it's highly likely that he gets a month into this thing again and gets the itch.
See, we just had KJ right on, and I think what he said was interesting, and I kind of leaned it to him, and obviously you can attest to this. You've played it, like what KJ said was, it did not look like he was enjoying.
I agree with
football.
That.
And like, you're 46. You have the accomplishments that he has. He's the greatest winner of all time and currently the GOAT. Like, you got 7 rings. You got a you weren't having fun and you getting hit like he was getting hit. Like, it just looked like it just looked from a deal of like, oh, this ain't fun. This ain't fun. And maybe it looks like it's time to take the next turn. That's my deal is he enjoying it? Do you think he's enjoying it?
I don't think anybody enjoyed it in Tampa this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, but to your
that's very likely.
I just think the further removed he gets from everything you just mentioned, the less he's gonna remember about how bad it was, and he's gonna. I just think he's gonna be in a play again. If I didn't think he could physically, like Drew Brees reached a point after everybody talked about it for a couple of years, there was probably 2 years where I was like, nah, he can still play. And then I turned the TV on one day and it was blatantly obvious, like, hey, Drew can't go no more. Like, Drew just flat ass can't throw it. He can't move. He's hurt all the damn time. I don't see that right now.
I think he was like, all right, yeah, maybe I'll go to the Niners. Then he watched them play against Philly, and then like, hell, Brock.
Watch that quarterback go.
He said, hell, they got the best offensive line option I could think of, and they just tore Brock's UCLA. UCL.
UCLA up, didn't
it? UCLA that I took the A off. It's UCL. But yeah, he's got to have Tommy Johnson.
Yeah, man.
So I don't know if he's.
It wouldn't surprise me at all, man. Hey, if he hangs him up, man, congrats, man. I mean, I don't ever think we'll see the level of success that dude played at for 23 years. I saw a deal earlier with Brady. He played in 3 different decades, and if you take his numbers from those decades, and put them in 3 different careers, they're all 3 Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Fame careers.
Mm. Yeah, all 3. Yeah,
all 3. I mean, there's multiple Super Bowls in all 3 decades. I mean, the stats are just absolutely stupid.
You think he's going to be good at this broadcasting thing?
Man, yeah, I do, because I think he is a, like, if he's going to do something, I think he's going to pour his heart into it, and I think he's got 23 years worth of stories to tell on air. I think he's going to be all right on it.
We'll see. Greg Olsen, man, he's got big shoes to fill. He's got the Super Bowl. He was really, really good.
The thing with the TV deal is Brady's going to realize when he gets into it, like, it's a pretty time-consuming deal as well.
I was going to say, you got to be there Thursday.
If you're going to do it at a championship level, like, if you're going to do it the way Tom does stuff, it's like Tom Brady's, like, all this clothing line thing he got. Hell, it's in stores now. I mean, this dude, and I know he's got people working for him, but it's just like, he doesn't dabble in things. Like,
yeah, but this
I
is don't something know that, he's got to do.
Yeah, he's got 20 mil a year. Yeah, yeah, he's got to jump in over
his
head.
He can't send people.
Right, correct.
He's got to be there.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, the Broncos, as we talked about yesterday, they get the deal done with Sean Payton. The Saints, they will receive the Broncos' 2023 first-round pick. That's number 29 overall, and then in 2024, their second-round pick for Sean Payton. The Saints send a third-round pick in 2024 back to the Broncos in that deal. And now that we hear what he went for, Clint, and in Houston, you hear it too. And I know everyone is extremely excited, as you should be, with D'Amico Ryans as the head coach. You regret that at all? You think it back a little bit at all if you're a Texans fan? Like, damn. I wish they'd have got Sean.
That's what it cost. Absolutely. Absolutely. Had the Texans and Sean ever gotten to a point where it was serious, and I know that's I sure enough wish they would have went and got Sean Payton, no question about it. I think he was the higher floor coach in this cycle. I think, to me, he was my number one. And a lot of it had to do with my experience with him and the offensive-minded side of it, and the security, the success that he's had in the NFL. I can't believe it. That's all it took. I mean, you look, 2 and 3 swap, okay, whatever. But, I mean, essentially it was a first-round pick.
I mean, hell, he was right. It was a lot closer to what Sean said.
Yeah.
He went on and said exactly what it was going to be.
You know the crazy thing here? Knowing the Texans, they went through this process competently and professionally and through all the way from start to finish. Hey, I'm cool with you meet with all the dudes and one of them that I happen to like, y'all didn't see eye to eye, and y'all or whatever reason, y'all just went your separate ways. You at least entertained it. You crossed that bridge. I'm cool with it. The one that baffles me is the Cowboys. Now that we know that Sean Payton is, now that we know that he was gettable, and it was basically a first round draft pick to get him, and the Cowboys instead doubled down on Mike McCarthy.
I didn't know my schedule.
I wonder if the Saints were hell bent on him going to the AFC.
Good point. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's a good point.
I wonder if they were hell bent on, saying, "Look, man, you got to go to the AFC." I mean, I don't know. Hell, Nick wouldn't. He sent Deshaun to the AFC. I mean, or the price was just so much higher.
Yeah.
Because Carolina was interested, and then they met with him. And they hired
in the division.
They went ahead and hired Frank Wright pretty soon after they talked with him. I just think this is a situation where both teams, the Texans and the Broncos, they both got better. And they
immediately
both got better, and both should have success with their decisions. I think Sean Payton there is going to do work. Drew Brees, who was under Sean Payton for years, that many of you believe absolutely, completely, 100% made Sean Payton's career, said that he believes Sean Payton and Russell together are going to be a huge, huge combination. I think they both got better, and I think the Texans definitely should improve as well. So I think both teams both got better. All right, there is a coach who spoke about a player that Texans fans, I'm telling you, you better keep an eye on. You better keep an eye on. Some of you ain't going to like it, but you better keep an eye on. We'll let you hear that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, Houston. I think this is something that many of you, I know I'm working with two people who may have a problem with this too. But I think this is just one to keep in your mind. We talked about this a bit last year, but this was Kyle Shanahan, head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, addressing one of his quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo.
I wish you guys could see Jimmy being back, and if so, what would that look like?
No, I don't see any scenario of that. Yeah, no, I gotcha.
For starters, man, Kyle Shanahan is so cold.
It's unbelievable.
Jimmy. Jimmy is dead, and he ain't one with nobody like he's one with Jimmy. And last year, he about said it like this last year. Here he goes. No. Okay, see, no scenario.
Well, look, the funny thing is he's sitting right next to Lynch and the general manager, and the general manager doesn't speak up. Hell, Kyle says, no.
Nah, I got you.
I ain't going to give you a chance. Yeah, so no, once again, it doesn't matter what Jimmy does if he's there and he's a hellacious safety net before he gets injured again or what he does, or he takes you to a damn Super Bowl. It's just not going to be enough for Kyle Shanahan. So.
And I get why you want to move on past him, sure, but my God, man, he doesn't hold any punches at all. I'm just curious, man. Do y'all think that one's out of the question? Jimmy being here?
Absolutely not. Is that the question?
I think it is. I think it is something fans should just pay attention to, just to look at. I mean, like, we thought there were connections last year. I mean, there are real connections this year. Like, we see them interviewing the passing game coordinator from the 49ers the last couple of years. The head coach now was with the 49ers the last 6 years, the time that Jimmy's been there, and the general manager drafted him in New England. So I'm just saying, like, that is one to keep an eye on. And we just heard, now we heard very similar to this last year, but I think it's really true this time. We heard Kyle Shanahan just say there is no scenario where he envisions and sees Jimmy Garoppolo back. That's one to watch for. To really watch for, that could be a real possibility, Clint, especially if they decide to go, hey, man, we want to get one of these big defenders.
Well, I'm not going to change my song and dance now. I don't think Jimmy, like, I'm going to be very frustrated if they believe that Jimmy G is the guy for the future. Now, if I can meet you in the middle.
Just holding on for a little bit.
Well, no, look, I can meet you in the middle if it's D'Amico, who is here, who knows Jimmy Garoppolo, and all of a sudden it's Slowick, the Bobby Slowick kid that's a passing game coordinator, comes here, and, you know, all of a sudden Jimmy's free. You don't have to give anything up. You don't have to give anything up for him. We are trying to get back to, again, the 8 or 9 win category. I think that's the first goal here, is to get back to being competitive in the division, get back to where you're respectable. And it's not going to happen overnight. You got to get to 8 or 9 first. And I think there's some common ground there beyond Nick Caserio, of some guys that I can look at and go, okay, they clearly believe, because of firsthand knowledge of this guy being the trigger man in their offense, that he's the guy for the time being right now. I can make sense of it a lot quicker, him coming here knowing the system. And once again, that's going to help tremendously. If Jimmy Garoppolo were the guy and Bobby Slowick is the offensive coordinator, then all of a sudden you've got a quarterback that doesn't need to learn the offense. All you got to do is get him some pieces to play with, and he can, again, very easily go out there and win you 8 or 9 ball games. And so I can somewhat come around on Jimmy Garoppolo, given the current circumstances. Beyond, it was just Nick Caserio and that tie.
That tie, right? Yeah. Now you're talking about, especially if it's a passing game, but you're talking about people who have worked with him.
Yep.
That know exactly what they're getting.
And he knows the system. And it's not about, okay, Jimmy Garoppolo coming in here, taking over the locker room, leading a bunch of guys, learning a new offense. No, I don't ask you to do anything. Come in here with guys that are familiar, that you're familiar with. You already know the offense. And go out there and drive the ship. Like that. I can come around to that way of thinking. Now, I hope that D'Amico and Nick don't view that as, this is our future, and then we're right back. We're in the same.
Yeah, I don't think they will do that. I don't think they. Jimmy's 30. I don't think they will view him as your future. Here from the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line. Show, you said some things in the past, but Jimmy G, come on, man. If Shanahan didn't like him, I'm sure the other coaches talked about how bad he was too. Like, in that locker room, I don't know why Kyle part of them. Just verbally.
Yeah, that's rough.
I think
there'd be some level of appreciation in his voice, right?
Yeah, and I want to hear more of Kyle Shanahan. I haven't just listened to a lot of Kyle. He may just be very direct like that with everybody. That could be his style, because I just don't understand why. Because he is loved in the locker room.
Yeah.
Like, Jimmy G is not looked at – like, you think about Russell Wilson, Jimmy G is looked at the complete opposite in his locker room. Like, I bet D'Amico has fond thoughts of Jimmy G. Now, I don't know if he thinks he's a great player, but I think he has fond thoughts of him in the locker room. So, I don't love it. Especially if it is at the expense of not drafting a quarterback. I don't love it.
That's a better way to put it. That's a much better way to put it, Show. Like if Jimmy Garoppolo is the option and you're going to bypass on potentially a guy you think could be a young franchise guy, or, you know what I mean? Like that's where I get to a spot where I just can't get with it. Like, I can't,
Like, but if they don't see nobody they love,
that's
up
right.
There,
that's right. That's right. If for whatever reason, I don't need you to agree. If for whatever reason, if Bryce Young ain't your dude, if you're worried about the size and you're more of a prototypical and you want a bigger, you want this, you want, okay, I disagree with you, but okay, that's fine. And you just say, look, there's not an answer out there in the draft. It's either a Jimmy Garoppolo or a Derek Carr or one of these other veterans that's out there. I could, from a football perspective, take my opinion of Jimmy Garoppolo out of the mix. If I were a new head coach and I had a dude, I had the ability to go get a veteran that has taken a team to a Super Bowl, has won a lot of ball games, and has been in the exact offense with the exact dudes that are calling plays.
And I know them.
And good, bad, or indifferent. I know exactly what I'm getting.
Yeah.
If I'm a new head coach, a defensive-minded head coach, that would be a hell of a security blanket to have.
Because if Jimmy wasn't so injury-prone, Jimmy would be the perfect type of guy that you sit there on your team as you're growing before you find your guy.
It's a great point. You know what I mean? Great Alex Smith.
Yes. Except if he could stay healthy.
He
just keeps getting hurt. But right. if he could stay healthy.
Alex, now he prepped up Kaepernick and prepped up Mahomes right behind
Alex him. But if he could do – well, I guess Alex hadn't had the greatest health. But in his time with Kansas City, he propped it up. And we've seen that before, guys that have been the guys to set him up. That would be a perfect thing. Like, you could come in here and Jimmy G stayed healthy with D'Amico, with the guys knowing the system, and you want to try to get to 7, 8, 9 wins, like that wouldn't be impossible or tough to look at. Your 8, 9 win total, if Jim was here and they go, all right, man, we're gonna go big fella at front, we're gonna go Will Anderson, or we're gonna go Carter up at 2, and we're gonna get Quentin Johnston at 12 or whatever, another weapon at 12. You could see that.
Yep.
Like some of you I know just probably had heart palpitations when you hear Jimmy G and you don't want no parts of it. I'm seeing it on the Trailer Will and Frame text line. I just think it's something to look at. And depending on what they're doing, now if Bryce Young is there and you go Carter and there you go, my plan is we're going to bring in Jimmy G, well, I'm going to have a real issue with that.
The minute you bring Jimmy Garoppolo in, and I'm not saying I'm a fan of decisions being made this way. I'm just stating what should be the obvious. The minute you bring Jimmy Garoppolo in, your floor skyrockets.
Oh, as bad as it could be. Yeah, I mean, God, compared to the floor of Davis? Oh, boy.
Yeah, Davis having to learn a new offense.
Davis is the floor.
A rookie having to learn a new offense. The whole thing, man, like a play caller, if you bring an unproven play caller in here out of that system and he's having to teach it to a quarterback that he didn't bring in, a guy that he didn't even know or like, doesn't know what the guy's capable of, versus that coordinator going, I know exactly what Jimmy does well and doesn't do well. I know exactly how to communicate with Jimmy. I know exactly how to push Jimmy's buttons. All of those things. I mean, whether we're talking about X's and O's or we're talking about chemistry between the play caller and the quarterback, I mean – that the floor is immediately bumped up in a big, big way if Jimmy Garoppolo's brought in. Again, I love Jimmy Garoppolo right up until somebody says, we're gonna put a 4 or 5 year deal on the table and you're gonna take us to the promised land.
Yeah.
That's the part to me that I go, whoa, man, I think you can do better.
I can't believe that was a part of the plan in the interview situation. Can't believe that was it. All right. I'm going to throw something out on the table, and I want to see if you would have the balls to do it. If you were D'Amico and Nick Caserio, would you have the balls to do this? I'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Look, Clint Sterner's football at 4 coming up in 20 minutes, so stay tuned for that. I was thinking about this, Clint. We've been talking about, I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday, about, boy, if they go up there and you said, I'd be good if they took the big fella, Jalen Carter, at 2. Like, if D'Amico Ryans comes in, you'd be good if they took the big fella, Jalen Carter, at 2.
Yeah.
I want to throw this scenario out at you. And I wonder how folks feel about it. You can 713 572-4610. You can jump in on it. Text in as well on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line. Let's say whoever the quarterback is they want, who they rank high, who they rank number one, is not there. Maybe Bryce Young is gone. Maybe Stroud, whoever, is not there. All right, they go like you said, all right, man, we're going to take the best defensive guy. We're going to take Will Anderson or we're going to take Jalen Carter. One of those guys, we're going to do that and we're going to get you your Eric Armstead like you had in San Francisco, or we're going to get you your Nick Bosa who we're hoping for and Will Anderson. And then they have a second pick that right now is at 12. Would any of you have the balls to be like, hey, let's look at Anthony Richardson. Let's take our young quarterback there with our
it
second.
Felt like it ripped my nuts off.
Their second first-round pick. Quarterback out of Florida. And, Clint, you've said this for over a year, and I don't think anybody disputes it. C.J. Stroud, Bill Levis, Bryce Young. I don't think anyone disputes it. Everyone believes that Anthony Richardson, just talent-wise, is the most talented quarterback in the draft. And this would be ballsy because, yes, he's the most talented, but he is probably the one who has the biggest bust potential because you could look at there and you could see – I don't want to disrespect the kid and say Jamarcus Russell, but you could look at him and you could see him being what we saw Josh Allen for the first couple years and not coming out of it and just being that guy. So it has huge bust potential. But what would be your thoughts? Getting a big defensive presence there at two and then saying, all right, 12 – whatever, my second pick, I'm going to take a chance and draft the most talented quarterback in the draft in Anthony Richardson.
Highest ceiling, highest bust potential.
You believe that, right?
Firmly. I think what I said about Anthony Richardson before he ever started a ball game this year was he is the guy that I could see, because of his talent, skyrocketing up the draft boards if he does come out. Now, he didn't have a very good season. It was very inconsistent.
Even with this season, he still has jumped up the board.
But I believe this. When you go to the combine and he has his private workouts, if and when he throws and runs and all those things, I think he is the one guy with the potential to climb, I mean, in a big, big, big way. Here's my concern with Anthony Richardson is the mental aspect of the game and the mental aspect of life. And I'm not saying that I don't know. That's the biggest concern.
You don't know the kid.
Like when you look at Bryce Young, Nick Saban's out there going, when your leaders are the best people on your football team, it's powerful. Like that checks a box for me in terms of a guy being mature and I'm not even talking about being able to like process defenses. I'm talking about handle life as an adult outside of college and with money and with adversity and with expectations and with people taking shots at you. I'm not saying Anthony Richardson can or can't. I'm saying I don't know.
Yeah.
And I believe this. If Anthony Richardson, even with a tough season, if Anthony Richardson was A-plus mentally on the field and off the field, and there were no question marks in his ability to process. And I'm just talking about process at a college. No question about it. So that puts me to a place. There's something there that scares me about Anthony Richardson. There's something there that makes that what you just said very, very true in terms of the biggest bust potential. We can all watch Anthony Richardson go, that guy right there has the highest ceiling in the bunch. When you watch him, when you look at his measurables, when you watch him run, you watch him throw.
6'4", 230. I mean, he's going to run his ass off. Real quick, somebody on the text line, Trailer Wheel and Frame text line said, so this is basically Malik Willis.
No. This is Malik ain't near that big, and Malik ain't near, he ain't got that arm.
We saw that was the thing. What it is very Josh Allen-like coming out of Wyoming.
Yes.
Horrible completion percentage. Felt like he had a whip that he can't control.
Inconsistent, inaccurate, huge arm, huge body.
Just as athletic.
Yeah.
Can run, maybe even more athletic.
Anthony Richardson is one of those guys, and I'm not saying he is this player. I'm just simply, Josh is a great example. But if you think back at like Cam Newton and you think back at like some of the Lamar Jackson stuff, I'm trying to give you power five options of guys that you saw. Like when I watch Anthony Richardson, and it's not all the time, because hell, he only started consistently for 1 year. It's not all the time, but when you throw on an Anthony Richardson film, there are times in a game, like Georgia, like 12 out of 14, 10 out of 14 opponents Georgia faces, they're like the quarterback, the running back, the wide receivers, they just disappear. I mean, it's like they're running in mud. They just don't even compare. Anthony Richardson is a guy that even if his team's getting their tail whooped, you watch Anthony Richardson, there'll be four or five plays where his speed is different than them dudes at Georgia, where his size is a huge advantage versus them dudes at Georgia and them dudes at Alabama and them dudes at Tennessee kind of deal. Now, he'll follow that up with a bonehead play that you're like, oh, to hell with it. But that is there with Anthony Richardson. I would not.
Yo, that's gonna say. Would you have the balls to do it? Could you pull the trigger?
If I sat down with him, I'm gonna tell you, man. I can't answer it just straight up.
And that's why you got to know who is working with him. The coach.
I got to sit across the table from Anthony Richardson, I got to feel like I'm sitting at the table with a quarterback.
Let me ask you this: 6'4", and this is the question. Trailer Willing Frame text line 713-572-4610. You can jump on it. Would you be there? If D'Amico Ryans, Nick came together and said, all right, man, we're going to draft one of these top guys at 2, Jalen Carter, Will Anderson, and with that second pick, we are going to take the biggest risk of the draft. Somebody's going to take it, and Anthony Richardson is the biggest risk because he has the highest ceiling of any quarterback in the draft, but he has the biggest bust potentially of anybody. Would you have the balls to do it? Let me ask you. When you watch what Jalen Hurts does, when you watch what Justin Fields has done this year, I'm not going to use Josh Allen, but I'm going to use those two guys. Is Anthony Richardson talented and capable to play the game to the level they play it? Does he have that talent?
Fields, what we've seen from Fields, no question. Jalen Hurts, that the jury's still out on that.
On the pass, the throwing.
Yeah. Jalen has come so far where, look, again, I think Jalen doesn't have accuracy issues. Jalen, now, when you bump him up against dudes like Pat Mahomes, he doesn't have that arm talent, doesn't have that arm strength, doesn't have that ability. But he doesn't, at an NFL level, he can stand in the pocket and deliver the football accurately to all levels of the field and the entire route tree. Anthony Richardson has some serious inconsistency issues that have killed many a career. Can he overcome that? I don't know. You know, I mean, we're talking about a guy that could climb the charts and go top 10 or a guy that could fall into the second, third round.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking a chance. Someone texted in, projects aren't first-round picks except for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Projects aren't first-round picks except for Lamar Jackson, who's won an MVP, and Josh Allen.
So you can throw your boy in there.
And Patrick Mahomes.
There you go. You can throw that sucker in there
and hurry. Was a project. See, when you say Mahomes, that's one there, too. I remember when the Chiefs moved up in the draft. To me, it was like, yeah, Deshaun. Go get Deshaun. He looks like Donovan McNabb on steroids, a guy that Andy Reid had before. But instead, what they did was, we see a guy that looks like Brett Favre on steroids, and we're going to go and grab the most – we're going to roll the dice on the most talented guy there. But they also had Andy Reid that you felt like could that's why I think the offensive mind is very, very important. So sometimes it is like, go get the most talented dude.
You go get Greg Roman and Anthony Richardson.
Oh,
in
now
and
come
build
on,
around
man.
Him. Come on,
like you get like, Greg Roman
I
in there.
Get
that's
real football horny about that.
He looks like he can at least be cap, right?
Yeah. No, look, here's the deal, man. And I can't. I don't know how to say it. I mean. When I watch a guy, I'll paint a picture instead of say it because when I watch a guy and there are extreme highs and lows in his emotions during a game, and when I watch a guy play and it's a struggle of a game, like all NFL games are, you have ups, you have downs, especially young quarterbacks, And the camera pans over and the coach is trying to talk to him and he looks like a zombie. He's looking through the coach, over the coach, around the coach, almost like he's checked out. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying he's doing it willingly. I'm just saying there's something there about the dude that can stay level-headed in those most intense moments and dial in on exactly what the coach is saying, then go out there on the field and dial in on exactly what the strong safety's doing. And when he rolls down, in my mind, I know the weak side corner's belling, so I know I've got that out route over to my left. You know, those kind of – like, that's my concern for him. That is my concern for him.
High levels of it.
You watch C.J. Stroud. You watch Bryce Young. Even Will Levis. I think Will Levis gets a little too high at points. I think he's got some issues. He's got to settle down a bit. But you watch those top guys, and, man, it's cool as a cucumber. It's conversational. They're out there in an absolute street fight, but they come to the sideline and sit down and have just a conversation over dinner type look in their face. I don't know that Anthony has that. That scares me about Anthony Richardson. Couch it however you want. That is the picture I'll paint and say that scares me. And Willie, a lot of guys show can't come out of that. And that turns a lot of general managers off.
Yeah. The reason why I would have the balls to do it is, one, like I said, and we've said, well, he's the most talented guy there. But you got four first-round picks over the next 2 years, which means you have and other picks as well in the top three rounds, where you have high draft capital to play with a little bit. And you're not stuck in terms of with what you pay first-round quarterbacks like you were when, like, Sam Bradford was. A situation where, all right, we draft one and we're screwed. Like, the Jets right now aren't at – I mean, they could go get another quarterback if they wanted to. I mean, with the amount of money they're paying. So it's not like, all right, we draft him, and like Jamarcus Russell, we've invested $56 million in him or whatever he got. So those are the two reasons why I could see you doing it, especially like when you start talking, put Greg Roman in there with him, a part of the staff. Like, you got to really be intentional on who you're putting around him. It's just something, because the kid has it all.
It's special. I can't wait.
And the way the game is running, we're seeing quarterbacks play this way. And now once got to the Super Bowl this way.
Yeah, it's just that one. Cam Newton, he went to the sideline and would smile. You'd see that beautiful million-dollar smile in the heart of a true battle, right? A true football battle. And then you got guys like Jalen Hurts, who you look over there and he's stone-faced killer in the middle of a battle. Like, I look at Anthony Richardson, I'm like, I ain't sure he's with us.
I don't know which one he is.
Is he in the stadium?
Yeah.
That scares the hell out of me.
Yeah. What you got coming up?
Well, look here. I got these Texans making a huge jump from winning three ball games this year. Show may or may not agree with me. I'm gonna do my damnedest to talk him into this one. I got the Texans winning 9 ball games this next season, and I got a couple of reasons why. Stick around. Let me know if you're gonna buy into my 9 wins in 2023 for the Texans. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.